With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's ordered more than a million people in the northern Gaza Strip to evacuate to the south in advance of an expected ground offensive. Hamas is urging residents to stay put. The BBC's Yolanda Nell has the latest.
1 week after Israel suffered its deadliest ever day of attacks, it's continuing its heavy bombardment of Gaza, saying it aims to eradicate the Islamist militant group Hamas, which governs there. The Israeli military says it killed a senior Hamas commander in an airstrike. He's said to have played a prominent role in last week's attacks. With preparations laid for a ground invasion, the Israeli military says its forces have already carried out limited raids inside Gaza and recovered the bodies of some of the dozens of Israeli hostages taken by Hamas.
Israel carried out some of the limited ground operations ahead of that expected wider land offensive. Meanwhile, also at SRNNews.com, the House Judiciary Committee chairman sends the Republican conference home for the weekend after he won the GOP nomination for Speaker. Ohio's Jim Jordan remains shy of the 217 votes he needs to be elected on the House floor.
House Republicans are expected to return to the Capitol Monday. Republican infighting has left the House paralyzed for close to 2 weeks, plunging the chamber into uncharted territory at a time when major international and domestic crises loom, from Israel's war against Hamas to a potential government shutdown in mid-November. A small group of Democrats have reportedly come out and said they would support temporarily expanding the authority of Representative Patrick McHenry from North Carolina, who is standing in as interim speaker. Such a move would allow the chamber to take up urgent bills, including government funding and foreign aid. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Schools in Maui that were hurt by the fire reopen on Monday. This is SRN News. Black faith leaders take and fight abortion in Ohio.
Next month, voters in the state will consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution, and more than 100 African-American clergymen and community leaders are urging residents to say no. In a public letter, the pro-life advocates point out that, quote, the black community has been the target of the abortion industry for decades. This is a matter of life or death. Statistics show black babies are aborted at a higher rate than any others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern released a new report on persecution of Christians in India. ICC says the rise of anti-conversion laws in that country make it illegal to convert or attempt to convert members of another faith. Even just talking about heaven or offering snacks after a church service can run afoul of the laws. Persecution's intensified since the Hindu nationalist BJP party came to power a decade ago. SRN News. One of the two biggest proposed carbon dioxide pipeline projects in the Midwest being put on hold.
That's so the company can reevaluate the route. Navigator CO2 Ventures has withdrawn its application for a permit in Illinois. And it said in a statement it was putting all its permit applications on hold while it reassesses the project's route through South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois. The Illinois permit is crucial because that's where the company planned to store the carbon dioxide. But Navigator isn't abandoning the project. John Scott reporting.
California Governor Newsom signed a law allowing low-income Mexican residents who live near the border to be eligible for in-state tuition rates at community colleges. The legislation that he signed Friday creates a pilot program for some Mexicans who want to attend certain community colleges in Southern California. The program will run until 2029. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrip.